This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with Dr. Jared Malalieu. He is the head of the new Laser Center at the Peaks Resort and Hotel, and he will be present at an upcoming event. It's called Bubbles and Botox. It's in support of the Telluride AIDS benefit, and it's happening Monday, February 27th. He's also in town for consultations. Jared, thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me, Susan.
You are more than welcome. So I'm curious, in reading your resume, it says at one point in your career you were a general surgeon, and now you're a cosmetic surgeon. At what point did you make the transition, and why?
Well, I first actually became interested in cosmetic procedures while I was in medical school, and that, to be honest, is probably my father-in-law's fault. That's Dr. Van Antwerp. He's one of the other physicians that we have here working at the Peaks. And he's really a pioneer in the field of laser. And he got me interested in a lot of the cosmetic laser and surgical type procedures. When I finished medical school, I went and did a general surgery residency at St. Agnes Hospital in Baltimore. And then to sort of further my training and give me a couple of different skills than Dr. Van Antwerp, I went to Beverly Hills and did a cosmetic surgery fellowship through the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery and learned all sorts of different cosmetic procedures from facelifts to liposuction, tummy tucks, breast surgery and things, and joined a laser practice in Severna Park, Maryland, a little over 2.5 years ago. And that's sort of where we're at now.
Okay, thank you for that. Talk about the different types of equipment you're using now at the Peaks. I know that the list will grow, but currently using at the Peaks, and the specific benefits of each.
Sure. So the first thing probably to talk about are some of the injectables, which we have sort of a full complement of those, everything from Botox, which is used for some of the fine lines or around the eyes and the forehead. We have our fillers, Restylane, Juvederm, and those are used to fill deeper lines and wrinkles. We have a really great product called Latisse, which has been on the market now for a few years and actually helps promote and grow your eyelashes, and that's something that's really neat and very easy to use. And then we have a growing line of laser services. We use a laser built by Cyton, and it has any number of different modalities. We have one called broadband light, which is great for sunspots and age spots, freckles. We have the capability to do something called skin tight, which is also a light source, but is really, as the name would imply, used to tighten the skin. And this works very nicely in the mid-face and neck area. And one of the things that's really terrific about the skin tight is there really is zero downtime. And then we have a full range of different of peels. We have a more superficial peel, which we call an Arctic peel. This is great to remove sort of the upper layer of your epidermis. That's the top layer of your skin. And that really leaves your skin looking refreshed and renewed. And then we have the ability to go a little bit deeper into the skin and be more aggressive and really go after lines. At the same time, we're building collagen in the deep dermis, which is the strength layer of the skin. And then we also have a ProLipo Plus, which is a laser-assisted liposuction device, also built by Cyton. And this is a really terrific unit. It allows us not only to remove the fat, but we can also get skin tightening with it, which is what really sets it apart from some of the other liposuction modalities on the market. So we really have a lot of different things, and we'll only continue to get more technology as time goes on.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider it medically necessary to prep the skin before laser treatments, and if so, how? And for how long a period before any procedure?
There really is not a lot of pre-procedure preparation that needs to be done. Anytime we're doing a procedure, no matter whether it's a zero downtime procedure, a minimal downtime procedure, or something where we're looking at maybe 4 to 5 days of downtime, we're going to prep the skin and wash it with a special soap when you come to our facility. Additionally, depending on the level of the procedure, some of the more aggressive laser resurfacings, we'll keep you on an antibiotic and an antibiotic ointment for the face in the post-care side of things, but really there's not a lot that the clients need to do in the days before they come to the facility.
Okay, thank you. Can all types of skin be treated with the equipment you have on hand today?
Absolutely. We have the ability with the Cyton to perform any number of treatments on light skin, medium skin, darker skin tones as well. Particularly with the hair removal, we can do that on the darkest skin safely, and we can do it on the lightest skin safely. And that's one of the neat things about the Cyton unit that we have. It really gives us that ability to treat pretty much everybody who comes through the door. We also have the Skin Tight, which is safe on all skin colors and types as well. And so there's definitely the ability to treat any client that comes in.
Wonderful. Thank you. Are any of these procedures we've just been discussing covered by insurance or Medicare?
The procedures that we currently offer are all considered cosmetic, and unfortunately, insurance won't help you out with those.
Okay. That was short and sweet, or not so sweet, as the case may be. I've had some laser work myself, and I had it required about 5 days of downtime and maybe a week more for a full recovery. What's the story with the kinds of laser options that you're offering today? Do I need that kind of downtime?
Most of what we're offering right now, the downtime is going to be shorter than that. As you start going deeper, as you start doing more aggressive laser resurface, it is true exactly as you mentioned. You'll need to stay out of the sun. If you do go outside, you're going to need a large brim hat, and you're really going to want to try to avoid the sun. For many of our procedures, there is what we would call almost no to really minimal downtime. In minimal downtime, we might peel for a 24-hour period, or we may have a little bit of redness, which goes away within 6 to 12 hours after the procedure. One of the things that we really try to do, especially being at the resort, is to minimize the downtime, and we tend to combine different procedures. So if we do two very little downtime type procedures, we can sort of get a maximum result or increase the benefit of the treatment by doing two little things that are each a little bit different. And at the same time, we don't really have to increase the downtime. So I guess to answer your question, in terms of downtime, we offer a lot of things that have little or no downtime. And if we want to be more aggressive, then we could be looking at about 4 or 5 days of downtime with maybe a week or so, as you mentioned, for full recovery.
But it's not the worst thing in the world to be stranded in Telluride at the peak. So,
I don't think so. It seems like a pretty good place to be stranded.
Wonderful. Women and men, too, who are interested in cosmetics procedures are also generally concerned about privacy. How are you covering privacy in a hotel where there's a whole lot of traffic and a whole lot of staff that's also transitional?
Well, privacy is extremely important to us as the providers as well as the clients who come for our services. All of the providers as well as the staff who will be taking the reservations will be familiar with the HIPAA regulations and be trained in that. And those regulations basically ensure patient privacy. They ensure that the medical record is only seen by medical providers. And we've taken some other precautions as well. Our database, which we will have for the Peaks Laser Center, will be separate, obviously, from the hotel. And there'll be very little interaction between those two groups. And so essentially, everything will be in a contained unit, which will only be accessible to the medical staff.
Okay, thank you for that. And how often are you in town for consultations, and in general, how do you arrange coverage for the laser center?
Well, we're actually very lucky because we have three different providers. We have a physician assistant, Jessie, who's on site, and she really can do any of the fillers, any of the Botox, and any of the laser treatments. She has multiple years' experience doing that, and so we're very comfortable with her seeing people in consultation. Additionally, there's two physicians who will currently be rotating through, Dr. Van Antwerp and myself, and we're there usually between 2 and 3 weeks out of the month. We can certainly be reached by phone for phone consultation, and within the near future, we're actually looking to set up video conferencing, so we'll be able to actually see people and interact with them over a secure website for consultations.
Okay, thank you very much. This has been Susan Diebrock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Dr. Jared Melolieu, and he is heading up the new practice at the Peaks Resort and Spa. It's the Laser Center, and he will be in town for an upcoming event on Monday, February 27th. It's Botox and Bubbles, or Bubbles and Botox, I'm not sure which, but it's an event that is in part supportive of the Telluride AIDS benefit. Jared, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Susan.
You're welcome.